So, John, you say you have no problem with a woman making more than you make.
No.
But, you know, here on The Takeaway, we like to
look... I've worked for women all my career.
But we like to look into these things a little more deeply.
More deeply than I think. Yeah, well, that's
exactly.
A good strategy.
Yeah. Well, let's ask Aaron Traister. He's a writer, a stay-at-home dad. And Aaron, I just want to gauge your comfort level here. Because your wife makes significantly more than you do, right?
Yeah, she does.
And you're okay?
It's not as bad as it once was, but she makes a fair bit more than I do.
Okay. So when that first happened, when that very first paycheck came home and it was more than you made, although you're okay with it now, was that first one a problem?
Yeah, it was a very humbling experience, and it took a little getting used to. I mean, our relationship had always been kind of a back and forth. There would be months or years where she made more money, and then there would be a year where I made more money. But there was a certain point where it was clear that that was no longer going to be the case. I was never going to make more money than she was ever again. And it's a very humbling realization when you come to realize that you are not the breadwinner.
And you're an open-minded guy. You probably didn't think you'd ever have a problem with that. You probably said, I don't have any problem with a woman making more than I do, right?
No, and I didn't. When it was casual, when it wasn't for the long haul, I didn't have a problem with it. When it was something where I thought, oh, you know what, there may be a point in my life, you know, there may be a point next year where I get a better job than Carol. There may be a point next year when, you know, Carol has to, you know, change jobs or do something else. But when it became a reality that that her earning potential for our lifetime, for our relationship together, was much higher than mine, That's when it became a little tough, and I went through a rough period there. I'm not
going
to lie to
you. Dude, you're on the gravy train. I mean, come on. Well, chill out. I mean, we should note that these statistics, though, rely
right.
on single, childless women, not necessarily women in couple relationships.
That's right. And the reason that we're talking about it is this new analysis of census data. And joining us is the president of Research Advisors, James Chung. Good morning. And it's fair to say that for most men everywhere else in the country, it remains the same, that women across the board make less than men.
Yes, that is correct.
But for this one particular category, single, childless, female college graduates between ages 22 and 30, they earn perhaps as much as 8% more as their male counterparts right now.
Yes. Now, just to get into that a little bit further, it does not necessarily mean that a woman in the same job with the same education earns more. It's just that the average is higher because there's a larger population of college-educated women in the workforce at that age than there are college-educated men in the workforce.
So it's that degree that perhaps is making the difference here.
I think that's the main lesson that we're learning from the data, is that we're seeing a generation of extremely well-educated women. They've been catching up over the last few decades. They've exceeded men. And, you know, that's what we're seeing is now the impact of women doing so well with education. It's now showing up in income statistics, too.
Okay, so James, I want to actually give you a couple responses to this data that we got. One is from a listener, Thomas from Lubbock, Texas. He wrote, I think we live in a society that's more willing to have women in lower positions than a man. Look at the Walmart court case mentioned on the show last week. How many high-powered female bank CEOs do you see as opposed to female bank tellers? And then we had Annetta Bernhardt from the National Employment Law Project talking with us yesterday, and here's what she had to say.
Women are impacted disproportionately by these low-wage jobs, especially the caregiver jobs, the waitress jobs. They make less money than men in those jobs. They're less likely to move up in those jobs. This is a story of especially women not making enough to feed their families.
Now, what's your response to that? We basically have the same problems we've had before with wage disparities, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This does not mean that the world has all of a sudden changed and all women are in higher-paying jobs. But what we're seeing is among, basically the reason why this data really pops among young, single, childless women is that what we see happens with increased levels of college educational attainment is that they tend to marry later, they tend to have children later. And so when we pull this segment out, it's the first one where we've seen that where they've caught up with men's income and exceeded men's income. And because it happens to be the ones that tend to be college educated, who start off their careers stronger and have greater income potential. that is not the case with every woman across America. The average woman who works full-time earns 80 cents on the dollar the man does. So there is that wage disparity that still exists across America. It's just that we're seeing a whole generation of young women that are rewriting the rules, because it's an entire generation of young women that are 1.5 times more likely to graduate from college than young men.
Okay,
that's
so
a game changer.
So, Aaron, you write about your experience as a stay-at-home dad on Salon.com. You also have a column in Redbook. I mean, you're no slouch. But does it change it that the rest of the guys in the country are not experiencing what you're experiencing? I mean, would it be easier if this was a universal experience as opposed to you being one of the few?
I don't know that I'm not one of the few. I mean, I feel like what James is describing is my experience and the experience of a lot of guys who I know. You know, my wife has the bachelor's degree to my associate's degree, and she got her bachelor's degree when she was 22. I got my associate's degree when I was 28. I mean, I think I'm kind of right in the thick of things, which is why I've become interested in this.
Maybe you should get your bachelor's, Aaron. You know,
maybe I should get my bachelor's, but I'm not sure I can afford to go back to school right now. I think that one of the problems is, one of the big problems is there aren't a lot of jobs for guys without college educations floating around anymore. I mean, there used to be certain jobs that guys could get in my working class blue collar Philadelphia neighborhood that just don't exist
so
anymore.
So, Aaron, it sounds like you think this could be a trend.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
You think this could be a trend?
Oh, I think this is a long-term trend. I think there is a huge cultural shift right now in the way that men and women are employed in this country. I think what you're seeing is the start of a real shift in men coming to terms with the fact that they're going to need to make major changes.
And we'll hope that they don't come to terms with it just by watching more sports, right? Sorry, that's stereotypical. Aaron Traister, stay-at-home dad, writes about his experience on Salon.com and in Redbook. And James Chung is the president of Reach Advisors, a New York-based strategy and research firm.